If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, Payne and Pendergast, into the 8 o'clock hour we go. We'll circle back to the Astros in the 8 o'clock hour. Mike Greenberg, too, has a he might be on Take-A-Mania tomorrow with one of his takes about something we talked about yesterday. An idea that Seth and I had that he's been thieving, NFL draft lottery. We'll get to that later on in the hour as well.
So he's got dumber reasons for wanting
yes,
it than we do.
Yes, yeah. He's going to wind up. We want it because it'd be fun. He wants it because he thinks it cures an ill that doesn't exist in the NFL, in my opinion. But so we'll see. We'll talk about that in the next segment. That'll be coming up next. But first, Texans schedule is out. The Texans have 4 primetime games. Season opens in L.A. and against the Rams, SoFi Stadium. I need to make that distinction because they play the Chargers later in the year, too. There's a lot of travel, a lot of miles. The Texans, they put a graphic up. I know you brought this up earlier this week too, yeah. Seth. They put the graphic up last night during some of the schedule release stuff as well. For a team that doesn't have an international game, the Texans are among the most mile. Like there's the teams that have the most miles are teams like that are going to Brazil and London and places like that. Among the teams that don't have an international trip, the Texans travel a bleep ton of miles this year.
Oh, really? They're middle of the road when you include all 32 teams.
Yeah.
I've broken it down that way. Yeah, they have. I mean, these 3 West Coast trips are the schedule though did set it up pretty well. At least though that those road games are sandwiched by those long West Coast trips are sandwiched by either home games or open weeks on the schedule.
Yeah.
So as taxing as it could potentially be, the Texans got it pretty easy in that regard.
Yeah, I thought that was a good point you made.
It was an incredible point.
Earlier you had talked about that too, because I was complaining that they didn't get, I wanted them to get one of those West Coast trips where they just knock out 2 of those games in one flight kind of thing. Hey, just stay out there. We know they like staying and sequestering themselves somewhere for a week because they all get along and it's a bonding experience and all that stuff. But you're absolutely right that the 3 trips out there go week 1, week 7, and week 17 is, and yes, that the first 2 are coming off of open-ended, you know, the first one's a season opener. You got 2 weeks before that. And the other one's coming off a bye week. Fortuitous.
Yeah, and the Chargers, you've got a home game before and a home game after.
Yeah, that's nice. So that actually works out pretty well. If you had to pick one of these games, if you were a fan, and I'm curious what the fans, the actual Texan fans on the text page think, because I know a lot of you do travel to games. I know that's a big reason why everybody gets psyched for the schedule release is you can start making travel plans. People are already weighing in. Which one would you pick? Which one would you, if you had to pick a road game for us to go to, what do you, what,
I would,
what would it
say,
be?
Honestly, man, I've got PTSD from the last time I played in Seattle on a primetime game because we just got absolutely destroyed. It was one of the most miserable games I've ever played in my entire life. And yet at the same time, I was impressed by how loud it was, including in the fourth quarter. As we were just getting destroyed, they were still bastards, those Seahawks fans.
Yeah,
and I respect them for it. Even as they were hijacking, at that point, I don't think they had yet actually officially paid for the right to use the 13th man. So they were renegades.
12th man, not the
They were stealing.
13th.
No, the 13th man. Then they had to buck it down. It was too greedy. How did I come up with 13th man?
I don't know.
Wait, how many guys play in the in a game of
how
football?
How many guys play in the sport that I played for 10 years?
You're going to tell me there's only 11 guys on the field?
You guys aren't going to believe this.
You're an idiot.
I'm going to tell people when I go to the bar today, you're not going to believe this. Seth went through his entire career thinking there were 12 guys on the field the whole time.
So the 12th man. Well, I didn't want to get hit I didn't want A&M coming after me.
I don't blame you.
For royalties, for even saying the phrase.
You're 100% right. I'm off pace on that. You're absolutely
thank
right.
God, I have a co-host. I would have said it 8 more times. Yeah, you know, the 13th man is one of the greatest traditions and gimmicks in sport. I'll tell you what. When I was 12 years old, I thought, what's this 13th man thing they got down there at Texas A&M? Right there in University Station.
Oh, my God. University Station.
Remember old Tiger Bryant back when he coached for them?
Oh, easy, yeah.
Yeah, with the Scantron boys. Yeah.
Scantron. So Seattle would be yours, huh? You would Seattle ahead.
I was thinking my way through it.
Yeah.
Why are the Raiders not on there?
Because they play the Raiders at home. You're thinking of me and Amy and our trip.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. I was stuck on you guys.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going awesome. This segment is so good. listen, Chiefs, Sunday Night Football.
That would be
early December.
Dude.
Me decked out in battle red, a battle red tuxedo, face painted. Eyes as wide as the Sphinx.
Sphinx, yes.
I would go in there.
A seraphim's glow, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
7 different shivs hidden on my person.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. This is what I want and need. Yes.
That would be, now, early December's tricky, and at night, it's going to be cold for sure in December.
Yeah, but
at night.
Early December is still, you might have a nice, like, maybe. High 20s, low 30s, you know, that'd be nice.
Kansas City, extra
clothing to hide my shivs in.
Kansas City, mine would be one of the L.A. trips, probably the opener against the Rams, rather than traveling Christmas week anywhere in an airport.
Yeah.
Mine would be, and plus SoFi Stadium, you don't go there very much, you know, like it's... Seattle would be up there because you only play there once every 8 years. You know, like the uniqueness of where you go, like the division games would all be at the bottom. You can go there. You can go to those cities any year. They play Indy and Tennessee, Jacksonville every year. Who cares? The Chiefs is a good one. Kansas City is a fun town. I went to that. That was one of our bye week trips back in 2022. We went for Chiefs. And the Bills, and we went with Sarah Frazier and her husband, our boss here, she's from Kansas City. So we had a tour guide, so that helped.
The
food and the music and the museums and everything else is outstanding. It's really
Kansas
good.
City, I feel like you do get all of the positive stereotypes about Midwesterners. They feel like genuinely pleasant people that are, they'll welcome you with open arms, as opposed to some of these sham Midwestern cities, like Indianapolis, which might as well be on the East Coast, frankly, they're more inbred and stupid than they are pleasant. Any pleasantness they have comes from a general lack of intellectual capacity.
Man.
You know, it's just more of like a...
Indy is just taking... Indy's taking
half of them have been ordered by the court to be chemically castrated. It's just, that's why that any illusion of pleasantness is... basically because of either that or the ankle monitor they're wearing.
You have had this pent up for a while. You have not gone off on Indiana like this in a long, long time.
Well, you had to present me with the concept of potentially traveling.
Going there,
yeah,
that's true. That is true. Chiefs would be a good one, man. I mean, I know you're bowing up to go to that Chiefs game. Kansas City, if you're a traveling Texan and you're thinking about a game, Kansas City's the only reason it's down my list is I've been there before. I like to go to places I haven't been to before. The Rams would be my number one. The season opener, good game, SoFi Stadium. Go out there early, do some LA stuff out there, hang out. That would be a good one. The Ravens.
Ravens, I don't feel like I get a sense that it might not be fun being an opposing fan.
I can't do it.
Baltimore. Nope.
No.
I ain't no punk, but I also don't want to deal with it, okay?
Nope. Yeah.
I ain't going to back down from no fight.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to go out looking for one, you know? And that's, I feel like going to a Ravens game, you're looking for one.
Boy, someone just made a suggestion on the text page. I hadn't even thought about this.
Is it legal to do to an Indiana?
It's legal. I'm not even paged up yet. I'm just looking. This is circling back to the trip. I put up a poll for what game Amy and I should go to for our bye week. the four that are up on the poll, if you want to go vote at Sean T. Pendergast, we go on a different trip every year, blah, blah, blah. The Rams at Baltimore, Cardinals at Colts. We would go to the Notre Dame game the day before. Tennessee at Vegas. That's just a Vegas trip sandwiched around a football game is basically what that is. And then Chicago at Washington, Monday Night Football. How about this for a suggestion, Seth? You guys should go to the Baltimore game Sunday and the Washington game on Monday on your trip.
Oh, that would be fun. Yeah,
dude,
that's a great idea.
That's
yeah.
very – dude, they're only like an hour apart.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man.
So for you and your non-Texans bye week trip,
yes.
that would be a good – that would be a really good – that
it's
would
a
be
great
a fun
story
time.
Too, yeah.
Well, you've done that before in L.A., right?
You We did it in the Bay Area.
Yeah.
We went to two games in one night in the Bay Area back in 2013. This was the year before I got here to 610. Amy and I would go to a couple Texans road games every year before I got here, started doing work for the team on game day. We went to that Monday night game against the 49ers in the Matt Schaub pick six year. He threw a pick six on like the third play of that game to Tremaine Brock. So we went to that. That was Sunday Night Football. That was on NBC. We went to that game. It just so happened that game was in like week five. It just so happened that in Oakland, which is where the Raiders were at the time, Oakland's game that day got pushed even after the Sunday night game because the A's had a playoff game that day.
Oh, yeah.
So the A's had a playoff game, so the Raiders got shoved off of their own field until they put the game at like 9 o'clock at night Pacific, like 8 o'clock Pacific time after the regular Sunday night game. They put it on the NFL Network. So the Texans were getting their asses kicked in this game by the Niners. It was like 31-3 in the third quarter. And Amy and I are like, let's get on the BART train and go over to Oakland and see if we can get into that game. That'd be a cool story to go to two NFL games in the same night.
Yeah.
And so we got on the BART train, went over there, ended up buying two tickets on the bridge. You take a bridge to walk over the tracks to the stadium. We bought tickets on the 50-yard line for $23 a piece from a guy who was smoking weed with his son on the bridge. It was a very
nice.
Wholesome story.
Man, parents don't spend enough time with their kids.
Entrepreneurial, showing your kids how
that's
to run
right.
a business.
It's like like a lemonade stand.
Yeah, a little bit.
Right?
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, we're doing this to send the kids on a trip to Washington, D.C.
Can I just tell you, I the Raiders, especially in Oakland back in the day, you know, there's a reputation, you know, that like the fans, they were all decked out in their Darth Raider gear and everything else.
Yeah.
And they were. And we were the only ones, it felt like, in there not wearing Raider gear. I felt safer at the Raider game than I did the 49er game earlier in the night, which was actually during daylight. Candlestick Park, dude. Not in a great part of town.
It's hard to get in and out of and everything. There's like one, people complain about Houston. Like Candlestick, I remember driving in there just on the team bus.
Yeah.
It feels like there's one two-lane road in there and out of there.
Dude.
And
San Fran fans, underratedly sketchy San Fran fans.
Oh, no, 100%. Yeah. Worse than Raiders fans.
Yes.
Raiders fans, it's a lot about the costumery.
They're really
more than
nice.
Anything else.
Dude, and when they found out that we left a 49er game in the middle of it to come to the Raider game. They're buying us beers.
Yeah.
Handing us their joints. Said, hey, take a hit on this right now. Yeah.
I remember when I went to, when the NFL was having some league meetings in Houston, I think it was specifically about the Raiders moving, and they had it over a hotel, one of the hotels over there in the Memorial City area.
Yeah.
There were a bunch of Raiders fans out there, like basically in costume lobbying for Al Davis, like stalking Al Davis to tell him not to move the team out of Oakland.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, I got to interview these guys. And they couldn't have been more delightful.
They're awesome.
Like, it was almost like the more spikes there were on their helmets and everything, the more delightful they were.
They're awesome.
Go ahead.
No. Go ahead. I want to hear what you have to say.
Well, no. I was going to move towards the Mariners because I went to the Mariners playoff game, the extra innings game that went how many extra innings? 21 innings
18,
or whatever
it was. 18 inning game.
18 innings.
Yeah.
That was one of the best experiences I've ever had at a professional sporting event because I got club level tickets. And Sean, you pull up in the parking garage.
Yeah.
You park.
Yeah.
And then go over a sky bridge. Like I was like 50 yards from the time I parked till I got in my seat. It was like 50 yards. It was awesome.
It'd be easy,
and then I had to, because I was supposed to pick up my child in Spokane somewhere around about what would have been the 10th or 11th inning. It was also very nice that by the time I finally left, And it was way late for picking up my child.
Can you imagine?
I just ran right out to my car.
Sorry, we had to stay for all 18 innings. Yeah, you got out of there because everybody's still at the game.
Yeah, it was a pretty cool setup. That's awesome. One of the best parking experiences I've ever had in a game.
Yeah.
A football game, at least.
Yeah.
Baseball or football. You know, obviously, basketball's a different
game. That game, that Seattle game, we're way off on tangents now, but it's all about road trips anyways. That Astros game you're talking about, that 18-inning game, was on a Saturday. And that was the same day that we were in Kansas City for that Kansas City-Buffalo game. It was during the Texans bye week. So we went out, the four of us went out. We like hit a bar in the middle of the afternoon to watch the first few innings. And then we had tickets to like a jazz show. We had dinner reservations. We had two other bars to go to.
Yeah.
That game went on while we were at five different places and went back to the hotel to shower in between. That game was going on like as a backstory our whole day. Our whole day. Finally, like I'm in the bathroom at like the fourth bar or restaurant we're at, and Peña hits the home run. I'm like,
well,
finally.
You know the weirdest thing about that day, and I was surprised that, I don't know, I should have asked some people in Seattle if this was a thing. It was during their... They have their forest fire season.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, every now and then we get forest. No, it's forest fire season.
That's right.
And the roof was open, obviously. And you could, there was a haze in the air.
Mm-hmm.
And it just looked like from the beginning, from being there in person, it was from the club level, it was actually, it looked like you were watching in standard definition.
Yeah.
And I still to this day feel like it had to have had something to do with the fact that nobody could hit a baseball that day.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. How's the logistics of that stadium are good? Is the stadium itself good out there in Seattle?
I thought it was. I didn't have any time to walk around or anything because I got there. I think midway through the first inning and kind of so I didn't have to deal with any traffic at, and I left when while the game was still going on.
Yeah, I want to do an Astros road trip at some point this summer, like before training camp starts.
Yeah,
and I really want to go to that minor league ballpark that the A's are playing in Sacramento. That would be a unique experience, you know.
Yeah, like when the Blue Jays were playing in Buffalo.
In Buffalo, yeah, year, just something different to
that
say.
Minor league stadium.
Yeah. Kansas City.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
He's getting a lot of love on the text page as a trip to go on. KC is a city on the rise. We got a Kansas City listener. Being here the last 4 years, I agree. I live 2 hours from Kansas City. It's a fun town. Kansas City's good. That would be a good trip, other than the weather. Like going in December and sitting outside on Sunday Night Football may not be your thing, but as far as cities go, very underrated, I think.
I don't ever worry about December. January is when things get nasty.
Yeah.
I'd rather go in December than in November, because in November you have the more of a prospect for freezing rain.
Yeah.
Which is the worst of all weather conditions to watch a game. So I would rather go, I would power rank it as December, then January, then November.
I would
in
say
a northern city.
The difference in playing in freezing rain versus snow has got to be just a gigantic chasm as well.
That's the one. I'm sure there's a boatload of, I feel like wintry mix seems like the one that screws quarterbacks up the most.
Yeah.
Because that means it's usually windy with a wintry mix. Yeah. So you get the wind, plus you get a ball that like might change from quarter to quarter, how grippable it is, and everything else that goes into it.
Yep. All right, Mike Greenberg of ESPN kind of stole our idea the other day. Seth and I had a great idea to revive the NFL, a league that clearly needs reviving.
Yes, yes.
But his reasons for it, this is why it's better to come from us. His reasons for it are going to wind up in Takeomania at 9 o'clock for a bad take tomorrow. We'll preview. We'll let you hear it and sample it coming up next. Multiple people texting in, why not Baltimore on Sunday, Washington on Monday? I got to kind of start looking at that as one trip. That would be a unique thing to do on the Texans bye week, two games.
Who are the two opponents Baltimore is playing?
They're good games. It's Rams, Baltimore, and then it's Caleb Williams versus Jaden Daniels, the Chicago versus Washington. That is, you find any article about the schedule that just dropped yesterday, and just go to any sports website now, and they've got the 10 best games on the schedule now that we know when they are. That one is in the top 10 on all of them. The Caleb Williams versus Jaden Daniels number one, especially because that was the game last year, Seth, that ended with the Hail Mary. Remember?
Yeah.
The Hail Mary where Tyreek Stevenson of the Bears was taunting Commanders fans?
Yes.
On the final play? That's a rematch of that game. Yeah.
I need for Caleb Williams to have an awful game, and then Jaden Daniels to big bro Caleb Williams with advice at the end. Hey, don't worry about all those mistakes you made, man. Just keep on trucking on.
Caleb's like, yeah, thanks. CJ already told me, all right?
CJ told me that last year. Thank you very much. Appreciate it, bro.
All right, Mike Greenberg. Seth and I had a great idea on the show the other day. We started workshopping an NFL lottery the day after everybody came in angry that the NBA fixed its lottery the night before. We said, why not an NFL draft lottery? That would be amazing. That would be such a spectacle. It would be great. And lo and behold, I get on the interwebs after the show, and who's sitting there dropping breadcrumbs about that? Old Mike Greenberg on ESPN. He's sitting
there. And to be clear, we only wanted it just simply because it would be so much fun because of the trade frenzy, everything. If you didn't have a lottery until a few weeks before the draft, it would be awesome.
It would be incredible.
It would be three intense weeks.
Can you imagine the unveiling of the draft order? It would be amazing. Yeah. So here's
Greeny has he thinks the NFL needs a lottery for other reasons.
Right. So here was his sales pitch at first was pretty good. I'm like, all right, well, this sounds like what we said. Here was his sales pitch for the NFL to have a draft lottery.
I would like right now to pitch what I believe might be the highest rated show in the history of sports television. Here it is. A TV special where the NFL announces its draft order live. Imagine that. Or even better, you don't have to imagine it. The NBA just did it this week, and they've done it every year since 1985. Football needs a draft lottery. It would be great for the league. It would be great for the fans. Literally everyone would watch it. Imagine the 18 teams that missed the playoffs and all of the fans gathered around televisions waiting for the ping pong balls to do their thing and the envelopes to be opened, and Arch Manning is playing the role of Cooper Flagg. The ratings would be ridiculous. But that's not the reason to do it.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, that all sounded like good reason to do it. It's fun.
I was into it.
It's exciting.
I'm a sports radio host. The guy, the content would be incredible.
It would be amazing. It would be amazing. And then leave it to Mike Greenberg to take the starch out of what is a very exciting idea.
The thing about the lottery is it's a good idea. Tanking is a scourge. It is the worst thing in sports. Losing should never be incentivized. The NFL has always strived for parity. It's a great idea. It has served them well. But the trouble is, as their season has gotten longer, The bottom is starting to fall out of that a little. Last year, 10 teams won less than 30% of their games. That was the most ever. Six of those teams won less than 25%. That's the most since 1926. Teams are throwing in the towel. That's exacerbated by the 17th game. Soon there's going to be an 18th, and I'm all for that. But this problem will only get worse. For example, this past year, the Browns fielded a roster so non-competitive in Week 18, they were 20.5-point underdogs to Baltimore, and the Ravens covered. The ping pong balls are the answer.
Yeah, okay, this is the problem. Okay, yeah, the mini tanking that goes on at the end of the season, yes, that happens. And it doesn't, somebody always jumps in with this. So like, no, the players are trying hard on the field. Yes, of course the players are trying hard on the field. Yeah. It's the decisions that management makes to not play the players who, if they were playing hard, could win the game. Yeah. So yes, it does happen. But it's so minuscule compared to actual bona fide season-long tanking.
Right.
And largely, it's been an afterthought. Nobody's really been complaining. Teams will complain about it like Texans fans did when your team doesn't tank in the final game of the season.
Yeah.
I feel like Greenberg's, he might as well have gotten up and told us how to get rid of all those witches in Salem. No, nobody's, what are you talking about, Greenberg? We don't need to have witch trials, and we don't need to have a draft lottery to stop tanking, because there is no tanking problem in the NFL.
No, I think there are a few reasons why there aren't. I just think the culture of the NFL is not conducive to it. If anything, he's bringing up Cleveland as his example. I would point out that people were mad in New England that New England won a game at the end of the year that had them picking fourth instead of picking first. Giant fans were mad at the Giants for beating the Cowboys at the end of the year. Like, teams are trying. It just so happens there are bad teams. Like, just because there's a team is bad doesn't mean that they're tanking. There are bad teams.
If there were a draft lottery, those 10 bad teams wouldn't have been bad teams anymore. Like, what the hell are you talking about,
right,
Greenberg?
Right.
So he took our good idea, which was mostly just strictly for selfish reasons, and bastardized it and made it something dirty.
Right.
And made it something, turned it into something that, like when somebody agrees with you and they start arguing on your behalf and they're making all the wrong arguments?
Yeah.
You're like, will you shut the hell up?
Yeah.
No.
Or it's like, the first part of that was fun. Like, it'd be fun. It'd be ratings. Yeah. Imagine Arch Manning, blah, blah, blah. And it's like you went to a party, and for the first 2 hours, it was amazing. There were kegs, and there was whatever it else is fun for you at a party. Maybe some of you want strippers at the party, whatever. And then all of a sudden, like, Greenberg, 2 hours into the party, brings out Parcheesi.
Diddy. He brings out Diddy has Parcheesi. Yeah. You're like, whoa. What the? No.
That would get
no.
weird.
No. What? Greenberg, what the hell are you doing? You're ruining my party.
We were having fun just thinking about ping pong balls and Arch Manning, and now you're bringing Diddy out here.
Diddy walks in the door like, where's my wife? We gotta get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Let's get the hell out of here.
What are you doing,
Greenberg,
man?
And Diddy are here.
What are you doing?
I can't believe Greenberg is in alliance with Diddy on this. It's deplorable.
It is
one of the biggest problems in sports. What we need is a lottery. We need a lottery to get rid of Greenberg and Diddy, damn it.
Greenberg also used his diatribe as an opportunity to remind us the NBA lottery is not rigged.
Oh, and one final note on that. The lottery is not rigged. Come on, people. There is no one with a shred of common sense who thinks that a business worth tens of billions of dollars would jeopardize literally every penny over something so comparatively trivial.
Okay.
The lottery is a good idea because it makes losing less valuable. And it makes for pretty terrific drama as well. It is the best idea that basketball has had in a long time. And it would be, if you will excuse a mixed metaphor, a slam dunk for football.
Oh, stop
as well.
It. Okay, that was the worst. Okay, it's the best idea basketball's had in a long time. It's been around since 1985. Greenberg makes it sound like they just thought of it in a restaurant 2 weeks ago.
Which coincides roughly close enough to around when the three-point shot was introduced.
Yeah.
So, there have been a lot of things happening in basketball
since then,
the last 40 years.
Yeah.
I don't like that argument just simply because, what was his argument? It was, a multi-billion dollar organization would never risk everything. Surely, baseball would never cover up a steroid scandal or anything like that. I don't think the lottery is rigged, but I also don't put it past a multi-billion dollar organization doing something sketchy or dodgy. So I disagree with him on all. The problem with Greenberg twice there, he has conclusions that I agree with, but I don't like the way he got to them. If I were a math teacher, I would say, okay, you got the right answer, but clearly you were guessing. So I can't give you an A on this test because you were clearly, you showed your work and your work sucked.
Yes. Now some people say this. I would lose my mind if the NFL introduces a draft lottery. Don't change anything.
No. This is the thing. That guy might lose his mind because your team, like if you're the worst team in the league and you go don't get the number one overall pick, it sucks. For me personally, I don't believe there's actual evidence that the lottery is rigged, so I don't put much energy into it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying it couldn't happen, but I don't see any actual evidence of it. But I cannot. If you think the conspiracies are overdone or annoying or whatever with the NBA draft lottery, I would be driven insane by the NFL conspiracies.
Oh my God!
There would be actual entire websites devoted to it. It would be so heated, and there's nothing you could do about it. It would be because of the current way social media works and everything. It would be nonstop for like 3 months a year about how the NFL lottery is rigged.
Who would be the team that if they got the first pick in the draft in an NFL lottery would elicit the biggest, oh my
Cowboys.
God, it's rigged. Cowboys, right?
Cowboys
for sure.
Cowboys and then any of the Northeastern teams just because it always feels like there's just, it feels whether it's the Giants or like even the Jets, I would say to a certain degree.
Definitely the Patriots because Robert Kraft swings a pretty big stick around the league. Yeah.
Well, so in that regard, I think the Texans probably...
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
probably wouldn't get a whole lot of that negative attention. So maybe I do want it again, just because it would be one more reason for people to pile on the Cowboys over and over again.
I think it would be so fun. The NFL had a lottery. They would definitely find a way to gift Arch Manning to Dallas. Yeah, see, there you go. Like people like that Dallas thing. One last thing on the NBA, and then we will not talk about the NBA lottery being rigged again on this show. But the other thing that I was thinking about, because I was reading an article yesterday that talked about winners and losers from the lottery, and obviously one of the big winners was the Dallas Mavericks, but they pointed out in that article on Yahoo that if the Mavs were in the play-in. The Mavs won a play-in game. If they beat the Grizzlies in their second play-in game to make the playoffs as the 8 seed, they wouldn't have been in the lottery. Like, so you're fixing something that if the players on the court had just gone out and beaten the Grizzlies, now they got their asses kicked. But had they won that basketball game, then this entire conspiracy falls apart.
Well, and you might wonder, did they really try? Anthony Davis played 37 minutes in that game. It wasn't like they just rolled out a bunch of backups and tanked intentionally or anything.
Yeah, they tried.
Well, because they knew that if they didn't get in, they want you to believe. They knew that if they didn't get into the playoffs, they would only have a 1.8% chance of getting the number one overall pick. So the Grizzlies, by and large, the Mavericks, by and large, were thinking, there's no reason not to try to win this game. It's not going to affect our.
And yet,
Nico Harrison screwed him. Nico Harrison stumbles into this incredible fortune by trying to win that play-in game. Yes.
It's so undeserved. That's the thing. Like, this team gets it. This team, who couldn't get out of its own way the last 3 months of the season, gets the number one overall pick. But that's the lottery, man. That's the definition. Hey, this just in, the actual lottery that we all play from time to time. People that don't know their ass from their elbow win that lottery at times. There are a lot of stupid millionaires out there from having won lotteries. That's how it goes. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. We're heading towards the top of the hour. Win total projections in the NFL. We can get a little more of an accurate gauge now that we know how the schedule lays out. What are the computers saying the Texans are going to do this season? What is their win projection total, and how does that stack up in the AFC South? We will get to that coming up next. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Thursday. Schedule released last night. We've dug into it. We'll dig into it in the 9 o'clock hour still. You know, there's some of you coming in late, want to hear our takes on the schedule. We will get you up to speed. Now, Cynthia Freeland of the NFL Network, she's sort of one of their analytics people, does a lot of the, you know, computer projections and things like that for the NFL. And so she's run the numbers, Seth, on win projections. Now that we know the when, because the when does matter with this NFL schedule, when you play these games does affect the handicapping on these games. What is the win projection total, according to the computers, for the Texans, and where do they stack up in the AFC? So I'm going to start at the top here and see when we get to the Texans and see how many of these teams ahead of them are actually on their schedule, too. The team with the highest win projection total, according to the computers in the AFC, is the Baltimore Ravens at 11.6. And I know that they didn't play in the AFC title game last year, and that a lot of people may think Buffalo or Kansas City are better teams than Baltimore. I feel similar to you, and I felt this way last year, which is that Kansas City might be the team that's 15-2. Buffalo might be the team that has the 2 seed.
Yeah.
Baltimore is the team whose A game is the best A game out there. Like, their A game kicks the ass of any other team's A game out there.
And Baltimore's defense improved as the year went along last year, too. So that's an interesting dynamic is, all right, did they have a better defense throughout the entire season this year? And, if you did the old, like, hey, if you got to pick one of your teammates to be with you in a bar fight, who would it be? The Ravens have more guys like that on their team.
Yes, the Ravens are one
collective. And probably the only one where the quarterback is one of them.
Correct.
You know?
Yeah.
The physicality of the Ravens is just a notch above a lot of the other elite teams.
Yep. Buffalo is second at 11.4 wins projected. Texans play Buffalo as well. Kansas City, third, 11.2. I wonder how many times in the last 6-7 years, Kansas City's been third in this exercise in the AFC.
So far, these are all in lockstep with the actual Vegas win totals, too. So no big surprises.
No big surprises.
She uses a lot of the GPS tracking data and everything. and a lot of stuff that maybe is kind of proprietary to the NFL. So for whatever it's worth, she's in lockstep with Vegas on
with what the Vegas win totals are for each of these teams. Okay, so far. Yeah, so far. So Kansas City 11.2. Denver is fourth at 9.5 projected wins, which I think is their Vegas total exactly.
That is their Vegas total, but if that's the fourth in the NFL, then yeah.
Fourth in the AFC.
Fourth in the AFC, though, then yeah, she's going to start to diverge a little bit, I'm guessing.
Okay, so, and by the way, Denver also on the Texans schedule.
Right.
So these are all...
Yeah, and Denver's going to be fascinating. I can't wait for the Texans to play Denver. There's so much actual grudgery from Texans fans in that, you know, Sean Payton got money whipped by the Broncos and then acted like he was the guy the entire time and acted like he didn't know what they were talking about when supposedly the Broncos also wanted D'Amico Ryans. No, they never told me that. No, they wanted D'Amico.
Week 9, they play the Broncos at NRG Stadium. So that's Denver is fourth. So far, all these teams are on the Texans schedule. Fifth, Chargers, 9.3. Seth, are they on the Texans schedule?
That's what... Yes.
Indeed they are. Yes, the Chargers are. Sixth, finally, Cincinnati Bengals, 9.1. They are not on the Texans schedule as of right now. Maybe in the playoffs, who knows. And then finally, seventh on the list, the Houston Texans. Smack dab in the middle. Not getting too far ahead. Not falling too far behind.
Now Vegas has the Texans winning 9.5 games, so this is an insult since they know. Your computers
slap
have insulted
in the face.
Me.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Slap in the face.
Honestly, if I were a computer, which I know a lot of people wonder, like, is Seth a computer or a human? Because my God, he never messes anything up. If I were a computer, I'd have a hard time looking at the Texans and knowing exactly what to make of that offense. I feel reasonably confident if I'm a computer about the defense, but that offense has got a rejiggered offensive line. You've got two rookies that might factor heavily at wide receiver in the receiving game. You've got CJ Stroud just looking at the numbers. It was not nearly as impressive a performance last year compared to the first year. So from a computer's point of view, 9 wins feels about right if you take in the quality of the defense against all these unknowns on offense.
Yeah, the thing that really helps the Texans, because you may say to yourself, 9 wins? It means 9-8? Like, is that going to be good enough? Well, here's the thing you need to remember. The other teams in the AFC South, Jacksonville, 7.7 wins. Indianapolis, 7.6 wins. Tennessee, 5.8 wins.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah, the Texans still have the seventh toughest schedule based on Vegas win totals right now. Yeah. That always changes, and every year there's a few schedules that look awful at the beginning, and they end up being easy. But that's where, like, 9.5 wins for the Texans by Vegas, that's going against one of the tougher schedules in the league.
Yes.
And that's where some of these games, for one, you got to take care of business in the AFC South. But you look at the teams that are projected winners in the league this year, that are on the Texans schedule. I mean, you've got the Ravens, you've got the Chiefs, you've got the Bills, you've got the Rams, you've got the Bucks, you've got the Broncos, the Chargers. Like, there's and some of those are on the road. Like, those opponents make up for the fact that you're also playing the AFC South.
They cross over with the AFC West and the NFC West this year. Those are the two divisions that they play outside of the AFC South. They play the full complement of teams. This is a bad year to get both of those divisions on your schedule. I would say, look, the three of the teams in the AFC West are playoff teams and are projected to have more wins than you already. We just outlined that. Kansas City, Denver, and the Chargers. Those are good football teams. The Raiders, by virtue of trading for Geno Smith, removed themselves from at least being a joke, you would think. So that's a harder putt than it was before the offseason. And then the NFC West, there's no killer in the NFC West. But there's no sad sack in the NFC West either. It's not like the NFC South, where it feels like the last few years, there's two or three teams that could be vying for the first pick in the draft. San Francisco is probably going to be better than they were last year at 6-11 just by staying healthy. Seattle is a competitive team that you're playing Monday night on the road. The Rams are a playoff team. And the Arizona Cardinals were 8-9 last year. They're not a joke. You get them at home, but they're not a joke by any means.
You know, the 49ers are the team that's interesting because they're I see the biggest gap between people and their power rankings and it maybe their projected win totals and then the actual Vegas win total. Because the Vegas win total is 10.5.
Yeah.
But the 49ers, by Vegas win total, have the easiest schedule right now. And that could change. But as of right now, they've got the easiest schedule. And so it's interesting that Cynthia Freuland chose – she has the 49ers winning 9.9 games.
Interesting.
Compared to the Vegas win total of 10.5.
Yeah, this is where the 49ers get helped by having a bad season. They finished last in their division last year.
Yeah.
So their three variable games are all going to be against last-place teams in other divisions. You know, the three games that depend on your record. And they cross over with the AFC South, which other than the Texans – was bad teams last year, you know?
That's one of the emotional grudge matches. Big games on the schedule, 49ers San versus Fran. The Texans. You got the whole D'Amico factor and anybody else in the organization who's in San Francisco. Don't let that little nerd Kyle Shanahan eat your lunch, D'Amico.
Nope.
All right? He thinks, I was his boss one day. No, I think D'Amico might be older than Kyle.
Did Slowick go back to San Francisco? Where did Slowick go?
No, he went to Miami.
He went to Miami, that's right. He's working for McDaniel. That's right.
Or something
that's right.
Like that.
Yeah. I'm thinking of Robert Sala went back to
Robert
San Francisco.
Robert Sala is the defensive coordinator, and he brought somebody else went to San Francisco, too. Oh, John Weeks.
John Weeks did. Okay, so did you see Garrett, our former web guy, sent us a question about John Weeks? Not a single mention. This is when we were going through the schedule earlier. Garrett got mad at us. Not a single mention of the return of Texans legend John Weeks in Week 8, eh? Do they show a highlight reel? Now, here's the thing. I think John Weeks is 100% worthy of a highlight video. I also think that a highlight video of a long snapper is a tough thing to put together, you know?
Yeah, that is really, really tough. I guess, it would
running,
be big
running
kicks.
Down on coverage, yeah.
No, that possibly some of the, that would be fun, some of the tackles he's made. But then also, just the big kicks in history through various different kickers, that would be good.
You know what it's going to be full of? And I say this with I say this with the utmost respect. It's going to be full of some of the charity things he's done. It's going to be John Weeks out at his toy spending spree that he does for kids at Target. It's going to be John Weeks. Probably did some stuff with the firehouses here in Houston because before becoming a football player, he was ready to become a fireman. So it'll probably be a lot of the charity stuff. But yes, John Weeks.
But then also, for a long snapper, I get stressed out for long snappers when they're backed up and they have to punt.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like an 11-yard snap.
Yeah.
Everything's got to be perfect then because you got to get it off quickly.
That'll make for a good
But
copy.
One of those, I'm putting my request out right now.
Yeah.
One of those, and then a few of the big clutch field goal moments.
Yes.
And then a couple of his tackles on special teams,
there
whichever
you go.
Ones were most impressive. Yes.
Sprinkle in a little charity, and there you go. You get your John Weeks video. You're welcome, Texan social media team, for Week 8. There you go.
Was there ever a long field goal attempt that went short? And the defense tried to return it.
I don't know.
Because that's just for the novelty of it, I'd like to see that. Even if Weeks didn't make the tackle, I just want the novelty of
it.
Dude,
he was here for 18 or 15 or however many years it was. There had to be one somewhere along the way, right?
That's where NFL offensive linemen are their laziest on those long field goals.
Yeah.
Because what you're supposed to do on a long field goal like that, because the defense can return it if it's short, you're supposed to cover.
Yeah.
So you're supposed to run down like you're on punt team.
Yep.
Those fat SOBs never want to do it. And then every now and then when there's a big return, people are like, oh my gosh, can you believe that? You can't expect these guys to tackle that. No, you can expect them to at least jog 30 yards to be in position to make the play.
Dude, I love that you chose violence today. I love it. You just, man. Between Indy and offensive linemen, Seth Payne is taking no prisoners today. All right, Astros, they get a big win. They took no prisoners, at least from the seventh inning on last night. Clutch win. How's Joe Espada feeling about Jeremy Pena? How are we feeling about Jeremy Pena right now? Is he getting into the All-Star chat? We will talk about that, hit some Astros. We'll do that coming up next.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.